I have been very clear throughout this crisis that Israel has a right to defend itself. Israel has a right to defend itself.
Rights of Palestinians, even their children, are wholesale denied, and it's appalling.
U.S. senators are rushing to aid Israel. Lawmakers approve a bill to provide $225 million in emergency funding for Israel's Iron Dome missile system.
For the year 2014, Israel has received $3.4 billion from the foreign aid budget and $2 billion in federal loan guarantees. That's 9,315,068 per day.
The Senate agreed to send $225 million worth of assistance through Iron Dome to Israel.
We are providing a big part of the budget to a country. We should question what is being done with that money, and if the country is violating international law, domestic law.
A respected economist, Dr. Thomas Stauffer, estimated that Israel cost the U.S. about $1.6 trillion between 1973 and 2003 alone, more than twice the cost of the Vietnam War.
Which is what we stand for, is peace all around internationally, but we also stand for our tax dollars not to go to war and killing innocent people.
The U.S. president and Congress give aid to Israel for domestic reasons, in order to please Jewish and evangelical Christian voters who are often more pro-Israeli than Israelis.
You know, not only have we been supportive of Israel in its right to defend itself, but in very concrete terms, for example, in support for the Iron Dome program.
The United States and Israel have deep ties on this program. Of the 10 Iron Dome batteries that have been fielded, the United States provided the funding for 8 of them.
Israel has a green light to use American tax revenue for military operations, which destroy Palestinian or Lebanese roads, water tanks, sewage lines, electrical power plants, and police stations, not to mention shops, homes, schools, orchards, and lives.
Disgrace. When they're closing schools and they say that there's no money for any kind of improvements in our lives, in our children's lives, that they are supporting the bombing, the genocide of a people, that's repugnant.
My administration has worked tirelessly to guide our counterterrorism efforts.
Today, as part of this effort, I am calling on Congress to support a new counterterrorism partnerships fund.
Terrorism.
Let me give you an interesting quote about what terrorism is. And it comes from a good source, Benjamin Netanyahu. He's currently the Prime Minister of Israel, but he wrote a book back in 1986 explaining what terrorism is. So listen very carefully to this definition. Terrorism is the deliberate and systematic murder, maiming, and menacing of the innocent to inspire fear for political ends.